It's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Live from the San Francisco studios of the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your host, Jim Valley.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
It's Wrestling Observer Live! We're live 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. It's Jim Valley.
Oh, that's the most exciting type of Valley.
The effing king of recovery. 6-0 against death.
I don't want to toot my own horn, but toot, toot.
Here, as always, because of the fans.
Each and every one of you.
The largest collection of STD-having trailer park trash the Rock has ever seen.
You all fat, neck, bearded, mouth-breathing trolls.
They don't have adrenaline in their soul.
As you've probably heard, we have some new releases, more releases from WWE done this morning. We'll run those down in just a couple of minutes. I want to give it some time. Also, on TV, it's wild. Gunther challenging for the SmackDown title, while Jacob Fatu is challenging for the Raw title. So a Raw wrestler challenging for SmackDown. SmackDown wrestler challenging for Raw.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
It's crazy, I tell you. Also, there's a show on tonight called AEW Collision. I don't know if you know this, but sometimes they have angles that maybe you want to see. But when they don't, it's like, why bother watching? They never do anything on there. But when they do, I'm pissed because poor Collision. Damned if they do, damned if they don't. We have a new global honor champion from Noah today. You could say he got some retribution. Or also, it's going to take some work to get him to kneel. We'll talk about him coming up. Also, happy birthday to Pat McAfee.
Now, WrestleMania Sunday night, ass. Hope I wouldn't recommend anybody spend money on that.
Hopefully, his birthday today is not. Ass. Also, The Rock, 54 today. Posthumous birthdays for Randy Colley, Don Kernoodle, Wild Bull Curry, and the Big Boss Man, Ray Traylor. So we will talk about the releases, talk about SmackDown, lots of stuff happening in Mexico, and all kinds of indie cards all around the country and the world. Stand by, we got a lot of ground to cover. It's Jim Valley, it's Wrestling Observer Live.
Drivers who switch their home and auto with Progressive could save money and time. Other things try to do this, but they really don't. Like the touchscreen at fast food places. It's not like you save time because it takes you longer to use a touchscreen than, I don't know, someone who works there. And another thing, you'd think it would save money because they're not paying a cashier, right? But no, same price. Also, why is there an option to tip? Who am I tipping? Exactly. Anyway, even if you can't save money and time with some things, you could with a Progressive Home and Auto Bundle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications the top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live. And, wow, we have got a lot of things going on as far as WWE, because now there are brand new releases. Not the ones that happened last week. Ones that happened today, Saturday. A Fightful, and I confirmed it through Brian as well. New Day, Xavier Woods, Kofi Kingston. They have been let go from WWE. I mean, that's pretty amazing. You'd think they'd be lifers or ambassadors. Now, keep in mind, as of right now, and I'm keeping an eye on my phone to see if I get any texts or new information, but you know, we don't know the situation as far as, you know, was it a request? Did they have options? We don't know exactly everything that's going on. So let's not jump to too many conclusions, but Kingston, 44 years old. Now, if you count developmental, he's been with WWE nearly 20 years, been on the main roster since like 2007. You know, of course, you remember Kofi Mania winning the WWE title and then losing the WWE title and being mentioned in the Janelle Grant case, not for anything he did, but just mentioned because of Vince. 4-time Intercontinental Champion, 3-time U.S. Champion, and I'm not going to get into, you know, the titles sometimes of the WWE titles or the world titles or the Raw titles or the, you know, all the different names. So just the iterations, the WWE titles, all the variations, not counting NXT or anything else, 15 times. Not to remember, not to mention the famous Kofi Kingston Royal Rumble spot that went on for years. And they even won Best New Gimmick, the New Day did, in 2015 with the Wrestling Observer Awards. I mean, that's just... it's remarkable the career he's had and how long he's lasted, going from being Jamaican to being from Ghana to, you know, the New Day being sort of a revival black church kind of gimmick serious to becoming ironic and taking off. You know, just incredible stuff. A lot of opportunities and a lot of things that, you know, they turned salad into, or S into salad, so to speak. Xavier Woods, the longtime WWE video game champion. Of course, also known as Consequences Creed, Austin Creed. He's been WWE 2010. I mean, it's pretty impressive as well. 13-time tag team champion. Also won King of the Ring, as you recall, in 2021. And before WWE, you're probably familiar with him in TNA, NWA Anarchy in Georgia, Deep South Wrestling in Georgia, New Japan, and more. And of course, growing up in Georgia, he wrestled amateur against, growing up, Cody Rhodes. Also, let go today, JC Mateo, you probably know him better as Jeff Cobb, and Tonga Loa, known in New Japan as Tanga Loa, brother and tag team partner of Tama Tonga. Jeff Cobb debuted, I had to look this up, it's going to be a year on May 10th, which is crazy. So, and then looking up Tonga Loa, it would be 2 years ago on Monday. He debuted May the 4th, 2024. And they're both around 43 years old. And I've been told that probably to expect one more announcement. And I don't name names. You want people to find out and let them do their thing. And who knows what if it's, you know, things change. I've had people at jobs go in and get their best wishes only to remind bosses of certain things they did. And, you know, they stick around. So you never know. Now, let's, as you know, Jeff Cobb, no stranger to AEW, New Japan, obviously, United Empire. You know, does he do something with Will Ospreay and his old pals? Did he burn a bridge? If you recall, he left New Japan and was supposed to have a title match and didn't have the title match. So we shall see. Also, I think someone in the chat, was it Mad Cow? Did you suggest a New Day versus Young Bucks match at All In? Now, years ago, and I'd forgotten about this, the Young Bucks put in their Twitter bio, one day we'll wrestle New Day, and everyone will rejoice. And they ended it with the quote, remember this bio. Now, I always have, how do I put this, conflicting feelings when people leave. One, because, you know, we've seen Aleister Black and others. What's his face? Rusev, Miro, who don't want to do jobs to anybody outside, who wasn't a star in WWE. And I want, you know, competition. I want people to, you know, I don't like people who slough it off in any promotion. But, you know, when you talk about New Day versus Young Bucks, that's an impressive match. That is definitely, you know, a marquee match, I think, people would want to see for many people. You know, perhaps the greatest tag teams, or at least the most decorated tag teams from each company of this era. You know, that's the question is, what can you call them? Someone did mention, I remember, that's right, when Kofi was in Chaotic Wrestling, he did go by Kofi, and Kofi, what was his middle name? Oh, gosh. Anyway, Kofi, sorry, it escapes me right now. Kofi something Kingston. So he, sort of like Christian Cage, he had sort of a variation of the name before. As far as Xavier Woods, You know, I think he could go by. You know, Austin Creed could go by. He, you know, it's, I think he had somewhat of an identity outside of WWE. The problem is, what do you call them as a team? New Day, can't call them that. I imagine you can't call them a variation of New or Day, those type of things based on past WWE contracts and trademarks and things. But I mean, that's a pretty compelling match. So that could be something. And also, you know, like the example I always use is the MXM collection. Seeing them come in, like, why? And they have been very creative. They've been very funny. And they've kind of made it their own thing. I would argue they're more creative and even funnier in AEW and Ring of Honor than they were in WWE. But, I mean, all in, that's a compelling job. We shall. It's a compelling match. Two big stars. But, I mean, see what happens. See what happens. So the releases, someone asked who the releases are. So far today, we've got JC Mateo, Tonga Loa, and The New Day, Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston. And I've been told to expect perhaps at least one more announcement today from WWE, but perhaps more. But I mean, what was it? So we're talking, what, close to, gosh, in the neighborhood of like 25 announcements total? Something like that? So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, Jeff Cobb, in my opinion, was never, well, they're good. They've been moved. I think I mentioned this earlier. We don't know the circumstances, okay? We don't know the circumstances, but they are moved to the alumni section. And I've been told by Brian that that's the list right now. And they would expect perhaps some other names very soon. We can talk about this, can ask you questions, or we can run down some other things. Got a new champion in Noah. Got all kinds of cards happening around the country tonight. We have a show called Collision. We should probably talk about it. And SmackDown and more. Stand by. It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live. Someone asked how many people have been released, so I just did a quick search, did a quick count during the break. So I may be off by a couple, but I've got 10 that were let go from NXT and developmental, and then 18 from the main roster, if you count today's releases so far, that are public. So that's 28. Right there, total, ish. So just say in the ballpark, my math is not quite right. So we shall see. You know, it's fascinating. Someone says, yeah, no more tag teams in WWE. And if you remember, there was a time, was it early 2000s, where there were like zero tag teams. You would see tours of the live events, and there were literally no tag team matches. And that was because, quite simply, Vince didn't want to pay for them. Because you got four people versus two. And Stephanie McMahon wasn't a big fan. And all of that stuff. So, you know, are we going back to that? I personally think, you know, the tag team wrestling in AEW is super exciting. And again, talking about last week, and thank you so much for all of the responses for old school. Talk a little about old school. And it's like, tag team wrestling is old school. And WWE doing that. And I haven't counted any producers yet. There were some backstage people. I was counting in-ring talent. But I guess that would be like 32 for right now. So, yeah. And how well did someone says, guess WWE only has Hank and Tank and Fraxium. And how good did Fraxium do? How good were they last night? So that's, you know, that's where we are. Which brings me to this. And we may end up skipping a lot of the cards and things. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But Bully Ray saying that Zoe Stark, one of the releases, should debut in AEW, and they should just give her the mic, tell her to go, give her a 5-minute promo, how she was, I don't know, sold short, or I'm paraphrasing, but how he was, you know, sold short in WWE and didn't let her shine, and now's her time to, and I'm just like, no. Look, I get these people are WWE for life. And they've been drilled in their heads. WWE is the number one. And look, it's the biggest company. No one's denying that. However, it's like you're so fed-pilled that you don't understand the WWE and the AEW audiences and their differences. I don't know how many people want to hear that she was, you know, she's in AEW now. Should she go? I don't know that she is. But that she would be in AEW now. And she's there to right the wrongs that happened to her in WWE. No one wants that, except for people who are fed-billed, like Bully Ray. You know, we don't want, oh, she was ripped off in WWE, now she's fighting to prove WWE wrong. It's like, no one wants that in AEW. And what happens if she wins then? If she wins, WWE is wrong. and WWE's better. If she loses, who cares? Just dumb. But I mean, what do you do? Do you want to see any of these people in AEW? Do you want to see? I mean, that's the thing. And you also have to understand, people go, oh, I want to see so-and-so, or I want to see this person, or whatever. It's like, when you bring someone in, you put them on TV, that means that you're taking TV time away from somebody else. You know, that means someone else who's been putting in their time in AEW or Ring of Honor or what have you, it will be cut short because there's only so much TV time. And obviously, people have said this many times, both rosters, AEW, WWE, they're very big and there is enough time for everybody. And like John Morrison said, or Johnny Nitro, or Johnny TV now, you know, you're either on the island or you're not on the island with Tony Khan. And it's like, well, if you take away someone's time and add time with The New Day or Jeff Cobb or whomever, it's like you're taking away time for someone else. So, oh, someone says, look at Matt Cardona. Look what TKO did to him. WWE. Matt Cardona, how old is Matt? Is he 40-something? 44? 43? How old is Matt Cardona? I mean, look. He's making money. He's getting to travel with his wife. Oh, he's 40. Okay. Matt Cardona's 40. And look, he's a solid pro. I would argue he's looked better in his matches than Trick Williams looked in Trick's matches. Now, understand, Trick Williams is younger. The crowd is responding to his promos and his charisma. He can still get better in the ring. And that's part of the deal. That's why he's working with people like Cardona and Sami Zayn and things like that. You know? I don't, just silly. But no, I think he is, Matt Cardona's doing fine. You know, let him come in, lose a little bit, maybe humble him a bit, and we'll see where he goes from there. But I mean, dude just wants to get paid. He's 40, he's getting paid. But I mean, obviously, they're not promoting him as far as, you know, trying to sell merch and things. That is very, very apparent. Is there anybody you don't, absolutely don't want to see? You know, I feel bad. There's some people I feel bad for, like Andre Chase. Super talented guy. Seems like a super nice guy. Guy that wasn't supposed to get over. Got over in NXT, but it was obvious he does not have a gimmick for the main roster. I feel like Jeff Cobb, not really a gimmick for the main roster. And then what happens, you know, to, you know, Jeff Cobb and, which I got to make sure I get this right. I don't want to say the wrong person, but it is Tonga Loa, who's been moved over to the alumni page. And so we'll see if any other names keep coming across. I'll keep an eye here on my phone to see if Brian or somebody text me as far as releases or anything goes. But a very interesting day in pro wrestling. We'll keep an eye on it. Real quick, let me run down a couple of things real quick. Congratulations to Shane Haste, formerly Flapjack or Slapjack or Jack Frost. I don't. Anyway, you remember he's in Retribution, also of TMDK fame. He's the new GHC World Champion in NOAH. At the Card Spring Mayhem, he defeated Yoshiki Inamura, held the title for 175 days. And his next challenger is Kenta. And you may remember, in March, Kenta told Inamura he'd be bringing someone in with WWE experience. A lot of people groaned, but Shane Hayes won the title, so the plan worked. And now he's repaying Kenta by giving him the first crack at the title. Last night, Arena Mexico, CMLL versus MLW, had the Hermanas Calavera defeated the Contra Unit of Okamura and Ikora Kwan. Olympia defeated Lady Frost. World's Women Featherweight Champion MLW, Shotzi, defeated Garda Negra. MLW World Tag Team Championship, Skyscrapers, Bishop Dyer and Donovan Dijak defeated Infernales, the Inferno and Euphoria to retain tag team titles. Neon defeated Diego Hill, Silverado Jr., and I am not Silverado Jr. A lot of people think so. I'm not. Silverado Jr. and Ana Leoro defeated Austin Aries and Trevor Lee. Afterwards, Aries attacked Kamalito. Write your own jokes. And a new MLW World Middleweight Champion, as Templario defeated Kushida to win the title. Also, House of Glory at the Globe Theater in Los Angeles last night. Speedball Mike Bailey defeated Amazing Red. 5150 defeated the main event. Thunder Rosa defeated Brittany Brooks. Jose Alonso won a suicidal six-way House of Glory Cruiserweight Championship. Darren Richardson defeated Raymond Bright to retain the Cruiserweight title. Crown Jewel Championship, Zilla Fatu defeated Lance Anawai. And World Championship, Charles Mason defeated Jonathan Gresham. Triple A tonight, El Grande Americano contract signing. Laredo Kid takes on Rey Fénix, and El Hijo del Vikingo versus Mini Vikingo. That's tonight. All right, we'll run down SmackDown and more. Stand by. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed, and everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. 800-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It is Jim Valley. It is Wrestling Observer Live. You know, a lot of people, there's a guy in, I think, Fox Sports. Because, you know, since ESPN has WWE, all the other networks, competitors, have got to now rip on wrestling and how adult men, whomever, shouldn't watch wrestling. They shouldn't carry belts. I don't carry mine. Or the, he said, $500 belts. I got a new belt. It was $200. I bought from a guy. It's on Facebook Marketplace. He's got a couple others. He's got an ECW one and an Andre 1987. And you can look it up if you're in the Seattle area on Facebook Marketplace. Really good guy. Really good guy. So, yeah, but $200. It's heavy as hell. Fumi has one like this. And I've always liked him, but it's like, you know, I'm not going to pay $500. Like my Northwest belt right there, that was like $200. But it does weigh a ton. It weighs a ton. But I was like, yeah, just hang it up. Put it up, and it's, you know, just kind of looks like the Backlund belt or the Bruno belt or whatever. So, yeah, it's fun. But like I said, it was $200. Can't beat the price, so I bought it. But yeah, it's kind of cool. So there you go. There's my my belt. Grown adult. Oh my god, we're gonna put this down. Oh, it's heavy. Anyway, let's run down SmackDown last night. Cody Rhodes opened the show, announced he's medically cleared to wrestle. Ricky Saints made his debut on SmackDown and interrupted Cody Rhodes. They're not strangers to each other. They're no strangers to love. You've been Rickrolled. Anyway, you know the rules. And so do I. Anyway, Ricky Saints ready to move from the background to the foreground. Cody says he's fine, hard to beat. They're wrestling tonight. Yay. Backstage, Alexa, Charlotte, Rhea talked about their problems with Fatal Influence. After coming down with Fatal Influence, running down Charlotte, JC Jane then defeated Charlotte Flair. There was outside influence from Fatal Interference, rather, from Fatal Influence, and a rolling encore she hit. And then afterwards, the trio continued to attack Flair and Alexa Bliss before Rhea Ripley made the save. So wouldn't be surprised we're going to have a feud coming up there. But Brie Bella, Paige talked about Fatal Influence, but their focus tonight is on their title defense against Nia Jax and Lash Legend. Some comedy with Fraxham and Priest and R-Truth. Not the best. I feel like R-Truth's comedy is really kind of, I don't know. He seems to be trying. There's no magic there. There's no spark, I feel like. But anyway, plus, Miz and Kit unsuccessfully tried to trap Danhausen with money as bait in a rigged suitcase. But Danhausen opened it up, took out the money, said it was $400. Miz said it was $40,000, but they opened it up after Danhausen left and it sprayed like flour or something all over both of them. Damian Priest and R-Truth defeated Fraxham, quick match. Champions retained their titles, and the MFTs attacked the champs after the match. And some MFTs are going to be, I know they kind of pruned the tree, didn't they, this morning? Jacob Fatu, Royce Keyes backstage. They've been friends, they said, for 15 years, which makes sense, Bay Area guys. He told Jacob he better werewolf up. And this is probably, honestly, the most charisma I think Royce has shown on TV in his career. Talatonga comes from behind, lays out both of them. Solo Sikoa cuts a promo. Jacob Fatu made a mistake taking out the MFTs. And, well, maybe he didn't because a lot of them are gone now. The Usos have a problem with Jacob putting the Tongan death grip on Roman Reigns. And look at that. Now we have a tag team main event. Tama Tonga, Solo Sikoa versus the Usos. Sami Zayn, Cody Rhodes talk backstage. Zayn confronted Rhodes regarding previous misunderstandings, prompting Cody to highlight their differences. Cody versus Ricky Saints, not an overwhelming response for Mr. Saints. But look, he's new. That can always change with time. Cody pins Saints after a brutal crossroads. Oh my gosh, Saints landed right on his head and neck. It sort of looked like they both kind of overextended, like Cody did too much, and Ricky was like kicking his feet, like kind of almost like dancing in place before Cody hit the move. So maybe Ricky didn't get, you know, all of his spring off of it, but it looked very rough and very, very painful. After the match, Gunther attacked Cody. And is that Gunther's favor from Paul Heyman, or is it something that's coming down the road? We shall see. Danhausen comes down in his coffin Danhausen mobile, giving out merchandise he bought with Miz's money. And whether it was $400, $40,000, boy, those prices are insane these days. Wasn't much merchandise, like 6 t-shirts. Anyway, Miz came out and turned babyface. He said, you know, since you've been here and I refuse to mentor you, all these bad things have been happening to me. And now he's ready to let bygones be bygones and be Danhausen's mentor. Kid Wilson was there. He was upset. He shouldn't do this, da-da-da. But then he suggested they shake hands. Miz shook Danhausen's hand, and then, of course, attacked him, gave Danhausen the skull-crushing finale, and left him laying. Royce Keyes defeated Angel. Short match. Keyes wins after the Avalanche power slam. Tiffany Stratton's interview was crashed by Chelsea Green, Julia, Kiana James, and this will lead to a women's U.S. title match between Stratton and James, made for next week. You know, basically Stratton said, I choose you over Julia and Chelsea Green. So she chose Kiana James. Sami Zayn comes out, high fives the fans, loves Tulsa. Fans aren't buying it. The gingerbread man was in the ring. And this time, it's not like last week. Sami isn't in the costume. Sami compares himself to Bob Dylan, and he doesn't know what he did to get the reactions he's getting. He attacks the gingerbread man. Trick Williams comes out to save the guy in the costume, even holds up the X sign, which seems to be kind of a running joke. Later on, we find out that the gingerbread man did not make it. So, very sad. Brie Bella and Paige defeated the Irresistible Forces via pinfall to retain the Women's Tag Team Championship in a match, I swear to God, this is true, sponsored by Arby's. There you go. And then in the main event, Jacob Fatu destroyed the Usos. He came out in their tag team match with Tama Tonga and Solo Sikoa. Fatu took out the Usos, leaving a message for them to tell Roman Reigns. So they are really, really trying to heat up and push Jacob Fatu, make him just look like a monster ahead of everything with Backlash and Roman Reigns. So there you go. WWE SmackDown next Friday. Go home show for Backlash. Women's U.S. Championship match. Tiffany Stratton defends against Kiana James. Alexa Bliss, Charlotte Flair. Rhea Ripley versus Fatal Influence. Gunther's going to be live. And set your DVRs. Set your DVRs. Gonna have a funeral for the gingerbread man. May 9th, next Saturday, WWE Backlash. So you've got your World Heavyweight Champion, Roman Reigns, defending against Jacob Fatu. U.S. Champion Trick Williams defends his title against Sami Zayn. It's going to be interesting. what the outcome of the funeral of the gingerbread man is. I still got to believe it's Kevin Owens or somebody like that in the gingerbread outfit. And I'm really surprised that we haven't seen that already. I expected it totally at WrestleMania. Io Sky versus Asuka. Seth Rollins versus Bron Breakker. And The Miz and Kit Wilson versus Danhausen. And a partner to be announced. Some people think it could be Obafemi, which I think would be good. Some people go, oh, it's the Boogeyman or some wacky comedy character like that. I wonder why some jokes in the chat. WWE's got backlash. AEW has redemption. I'm not going to make that comment to late grats about, no, I'm not going to. I understand what you're saying, though. So, yeah. Somebody asks, Danhausen sells the most merch, number one merch seller. How long will he last in WWE? You know, Dave and Brian talked about this. They both said how much they like him. Dave did say he likes him better in small doses. Look, I like Danhausen too. And what I've said about him when he was AEW and in the indies and things, we're seeing now in WWE where there's some different things happening. A little more varied as far as the jokes, the cursing, all the stuff. They're making some things different. It used to be just Danhausen come out of the ring, curse somebody, and that would be the end of it. Or he'd be in a match, curse them at the bell, cover for the pin, and that would be it. It was not a lot of variance, not a lot of variation with Danhausen, and we're seeing more and more of it. So that's good. That'll help for longevity. But I think you also have to watch as far as, you know, not to repent. Like, R-Truth right now, I think, is very stale. You know, I get that he's back, and fans wanted him back, and I don't know if it's a thing with the hair. You cut his hair, like Samson and Delilah. But it just feels like he's lost an edge, and it's very forced. So I don't understand that. But we'll see what happens with Danhausen. But, I mean, here's the thing. People were saying, Dave and Brian, they're so biased. Oh, they're so biased. Da-da-da-da. It's like they're talking about how to extend the guy's career. And second of all, WWE audiences get tired of people. That's just what they do. So to acknowledge that, it's not a bias. It's not a criticism of Danhausen or even WWE. It is a fact that happens with the crowds in WWE. But of course, Dave's bias, Brian's bias, and all of that kind of stuff. So we shall see. Yes, someone said, Jim Valley, book it for backlash. Obafemi versus Almost. Two Nigerians go head-to-head. Be a slobber knocker of a match. Interesting. Someone says, bring out the pimp. But the pimp's sleeping. Yeah, you could do Godfather. You could do Boogeyman would be funny. There's a lot of different options as far as who could do it, who couldn't. I mean, you could even, in theory, bring out a Hornswoggle. And I'm not saying they would, but I'm just saying all kinds of options that you could do. Other people that maybe need to debut, or who knows what happens, but... You know, I think he's been a lot of fun, and we wish him well. But you do have to use him. You got to be careful not to burn him out and not to turn the crowd against him. Oh, you could do Papa Shango. There we go. Boogeyman, Danhausen, Papa Shango as a trio. Who has Danhausen made anybody throw up ever with his cursing? That would be fun. Sort of the Vomit Express. All right, stand by. Jim Valley. Wrestling Observer Live.
It's It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Jim Pally, it's Wrestling Observer Live. A couple of quick notes. I want to mention people talking about Nick Hogan, Hogan's son, with the documentary on Netflix and things, talking about possibly wrestling. Yeah, he's going to wrestle when Chris Benoit's son wrestles. Hogan getting wrestling school offers. He's 35. Look, if he wanted to wrestle, he would have wrestled when his dad was alive. I don't see that necessarily happening. I mean, the guy didn't strike me as a particularly hard worker, but that's just me. Also, Lizzie Rain made her debut in NXT with her thunderstruck finish. It's going to be worked on a little bit, so it doesn't look quite as cooperative, but I mean, got a lot of charisma, a lot of fun, and, you know, it's a very cool-looking finish. So if she can maybe adapt it a tiny bit, that would be great. Well, Cruz, I hate when people chant, who or who are you? But look, I mean, it says something when John Cena puts him over and other people put him over, when the guy, obviously, he's an athlete, no question about that, but he doesn't have those WWE optics. So I think he'll be great. Yes, DDP was in his 30s when he trained to wrestle. That is true, but I don't know. I just don't see the passion in Nick Hogan. Anyway, is it Mad Cow's birthday? Happy birthday, Mad Cow 69 Dash, whatever you got there. Anyway, yes, yeah, she's linked to the original drummer for Iron Maiden, but he had died of MS and was already in bad shape by the time she was old enough to converse with him. Have a great week. Enjoy all the wrestling. Collision tonight. Watch it or don't understand the angles on Wednesday. I really wanted to get into that. Anyway, I may or may not be here next week. Have a great week. Chip Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. Remember, it's just wrestling.